So, this is our place. I wish I'd had time to clean it up a little before you got discharged, but maybe it's better you see it in its natural state. That way you get the full effect. I'll give you an actual tour once you're feeling better, but that is the kitchen and the living room we just walked through, obviously. And our bedroom is right over here. Easy, easy. Careful. You okay? The bathroom is attached. Makes things really nice. And it's got a walk-in shower and a bathtub separate. I don't know which is going to be easier on you, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Why don't you just lay right here. There you go. And I'll go grab you a glass of water. Does that sound good? Okay. And hey, welcome home. Here you go. And I think it's time for your next dosage, so take one of these. It's kind of a big pill. Do you want me to cut it in half? No? Okay. Oh, you like the curtains? That would make sense. You helped pick them out. Yeah, the day we moved in together, actually. That was almost 2 years ago. Do you remember anything before that? That's okay. The doctor said it might take some time. Don't beat yourself up about it. Let's get your foot elevated. Does it hurt? Oh, good. I'm glad the painkillers are working. How's that? Okay. How are you feeling? No, I mean not just physically. Are you doing okay? I can imagine this whole thing would be overwhelming, to say the least. Car accidents can be traumatic. What are you feeling? Confused? Yeah, that's more than understandable. I'm sure it's weird to be sent to an unfamiliar apartment with an unfamiliar person. All while being told it's actually your home, and she's actually your girlfriend. Is there anything at all familiar about me? Do I look familiar? Or sound familiar? What, my hair? Yeah, you used to play with my hair a lot while we cuddled or watched movies. Yeah, like that. Oh, really? That's probably my shampoo you're smelling. What, is it giving you a deja vu type of feeling? Do you recognize my dress? It's okay. You bought it for me a month ago. For my birthday. Same with this necklace. I thanked you about a million times, but seeing as you probably don't remember that, I'll just have to thank you again. Thank you. You've always been a really good gift giver. Yeah. You're thoughtful. That's what I like about you. Among many other things. Are you tired? Do you want me to leave you alone so you can rest? Are you sure? No, that's great. I can stay. Oh, this picture here, I put it on the nightstand because it instantly makes me happy whenever I look at it. It's me and you, about a year ago, on vacation. Hence the sunburn. Uh-huh. My cheeks are so pink. Do you see that? That's what I get for forgetting sunscreen. Whoa, 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 what are you doing? No, I'll get it. Here you go. Are you hungry? Just let me know when you are and I'll make you something. Anything you want. I can make that, sure. I could also make that, yes. I could try. Okay, now you're pushing it. I don't even know what that is. Let's stick to chicken noodle soup. Is it strange meeting your girlfriend after you've moved in with her? I'm just saying, usually you learn her name first and then you share the same bed. I wish I knew how to make it easier on you. Make it more comfortable. If there's anything I can do, you'll tell me. Okay. Sure, yes. Let's get to know each other. What do you want to know? Yes, you are an excellent kisser. Okay, now take this seriously. This was your idea. Our first date was... Well, I don't really know if it was a date. It was kind of a casual thing. We just hung out as friends. And then at some point, we were more than friends. It just kind of happened. Hey, those memories aren't gone forever. You heard what the doctor said. There's a pretty good chance they'll come back. And besides, we can always create new ones. Okay? I don't want you to feel bad. Well, you seem like you're sorry for not remembering, but it isn't your fault. You have it harder than I do. It's gotta be so frustrating trying to remember. I'm sure that over time, bits and pieces will start falling into place. You're already off to a great start. You recognized my shampoo. How did we meet? We met at a New Year's Eve party through mutual friends. No, you weren't my New Year's kiss. I wish. We barely knew each other at that point. I don't think either of us were bold enough to swap spit like an hour after meeting. It was nice though. I was standing right next to you during the countdown. And I hoped that I'd see you again. It felt like a new chapter of my life was just starting or something. Sounds cheesy, I know. I actually have a Polaroid from that night. We're both in it, plus a few other guys. It's in here. There's you, and there's me. Everyone is doing a serious face except us, because right before the camera clicked, you whispered something funny into my ear, and so I... Yeah. Wait, how do you know what you said? Do you actually remember? You remember. I told you things would start to click. I'm so happy. That's okay. Maybe it is a random thing to remember, but it's a start.